like him a lot. I think he made it a trip in American society that's awfully hard to make. You know, coming from living in St. Mary's Industrial School for Boys, basically institutional living, from the age of 7 to 19, and then coming out that door without a lot of education, but able to do this one thing that would captivate America and propel him into, you know, the highest reaches of society. And he did it, you know. He made it, you know. He obviously wasn't a very intellectual guy as far as reading books and stuff, but I think he had some common sense. And I think it's amazing how he went out and functioned with, you know, presidents and kings and movie stars and Vanderbilts and Astors and DuPonts. He's the ultimate American success story, coming from absolute nothing to just, you know, dominating the sports pages of the country. There aren't many people who've ever done that, and I think it's a fascinating thing. And I think he was a good guy. I think, you know, he was a first in this sort of superstar business in a lot of ways, with constant attention, people always around him and watching his every move. And he was affable throughout it all, and seemed to enjoy himself throughout it all. There's so many players that go through, I think, that are just terrified and nervous about it all, and he was the exact opposite of that. He seemed to embrace fame and waltz it around the floor, you know. I wound up doing the book. I was fighting against doing the book. I did a book on Ted Williams, and even before that book, they had suggested I do a book on Babe Ruth, and I said no. There's a bunch of great books out there, specifically Robert Kramer's book, Babe, the Legend Comes to Life. I mean, that's been called the best sports biography ever written. And I said, it'd be silly to do that. So I did the Ted Williamson book, and I came back, and we said, what will we do next? And my editor is a 35-year-old guy named Jason Kaufman, who was also the editor for a book called The Da Vinci Code. So he has like a commercial eye, I guess. And he said, and it's true, that the big books on Babe, there were five biographies written in 1974 when Hank Aaron broke his record. And he said, and Kramer's was one of those. And he said, they're all good books, and Kramer's book can be a great book. He said, but I'm 35 years old. He said, I've never read Kramer's book. None of my friends have ever read Kramer's book. You know, a new generation needs a new book. And I suppose that's true. I mean, there's a couple of books on Lincoln that are on the bestseller list right now. And there's a book on the Mayflower. And maybe each generation does need a different added look at some of these real seminal figures in American history.